ready for it. Thursday here on the program, your bullet points include, did a former Obama official just admit that Trump's team was, in fact, spied on? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the 60-vote lie when it comes to Neil Gorsuch. The 60-vote lie. You want to hear that. Big day for Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon. What happened? Well, he'd be here, but he's home counting the cash. Used cars are cheap, and the heroin killing spree continues. We'll talk about all of that. Plus, Ted Nugent joining us here in just a few minutes on the program for an extended interview. Don't miss that. Plus, Congressman Tim Walberg and a lot more. You're going to need coffee. You're going to need some tissues. You're going to need a sharp pencil and a piece of paper because this is the Steve Gerber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gerber.
All right, and thank you for dialing it in on this Thursday. Glad to have you here for the ride and the conversation. And, of course, if you want to be part of that conversation, the hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Don't be shy. Stand up, be somebody, then you can go tell your friends how great you are. All right, that's a fair deal, right? You can also follow us on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. It's all there for you. North Carolina's poised to flush that bathroom bill down the drain, that bathroom law down the drain. It's going to be closed. North Carolina Republican lawmakers and new Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, coming in late last night, they said they have agreed on legislation to resolve the standoff over the state's bathroom bill through a replacement measure that still restricts LGBT non-discrimination protections. GOP leaders announced the new legislation would be debated and voted on today, about 9 o'clock this morning, but it's unclear whether there's enough House and Senate votes to pass it. HB2 proposal is a bad deal that does not actually repeal HB2, says the Human Rights Campaign, but there you have it. The war in your bathroom continues. Do we not have better things to focus on than whether we allow people to go to make them all unisex. How about that? Make them all unisex and be done with it. Make small bathrooms that are unisex, be done with it. We don't have to argue about it and the whole world moves on. But until then, use the bathroom of your birthright, if you will. All right. So I was shocked by what I saw and heard from Evelyn Farkas. Evelyn Farkas, appearing on MSNBC to discuss a March 1st story of the New York Times about how, quote, the Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking. That was the headline, all right? Mika Brzezinski there on Morning Joe introduced Farkas, who was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Obama administration. Says she actually knew about this attempt to get and preserve information. She was doing some of the work herself. You can't make this up. It was unbelievable. And she's acting like it's no big deal. But it seems that Evelyn Farkas may want to get an attorney. I want you to hear exactly what she said. It is clip 15 with Evelyn Farkas, former member of the Obama administration, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. Go ahead.
And then Evelyn Thanks. Farkas, the other big story of the day. You actually knew about this attempt to get and preserve information. And full transparency, we're doing some work yourself. Tell us
about
that.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff's dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
A lot going on today.
Get information to the
Hill. That's why you have the leaking.
Exactly.
People are worried.
All right, so here you go. If the Trump folks found out about how we were gathering information, about our methods, she said, and she knew there was more, and they were trying to get it to the Hill, does that sound like she was leaking? Does that sound like there was an active ongoing? It doesn't sound like they're looking into the Russians. Doesn't seem like they're trying to preserve the information on the Russians. Seems like she was admitting they were trying to unmask individuals. Sounds like she was involved with unmasking Americans, which is a felony, by the way. Unmasking Americans is flat out a felony under the U.S. code. But it sounds to me like that's exactly what she was discussing there. Explaining how to disseminate information, how to share it with as many people as possible, how to then get that information to the Hill. I've never heard anything quite like it. Trying to get that information to the Hill means they're disseminating it, which again is a felony. In fact, let me read to you Section 8 of the U.S. Code 1324, Federal Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 8 U.S.C. 1324, with a bunch of subsections. Any person who engages or induces an alien to reside, or I've got a different formula here, but keep going, to reside knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that such residence is in violation of law shall be punished as provided for each alien in respect for whom such violation occurs. Got the wrong little piece of law here, but for a different story. At any rate, what she was doing is a felony. Aiding and abetting illegal aliens is also a felony, which is another story I'll get to here in a minute. My bad. Debbie Stabenow, on another big headline, has announced she will come out against Neil Gorsuch. I told you this yesterday. I told you it was a foregone conclusion. As soon as Chuck Schumer said he would oppose Neil Gorsuch, Debbie Stabenow was right up his alley. Clip 5, Debbie Stabenow and Neil Gorsuch. Play that for the folks.
For me, the most important thing is having the right person on the bench. It's not about process. I mean, people at home in Michigan aren't looking at process. They're looking at, is this person going to make the right decision? Are they impartial? Do they have the right values? And for me, the answer is no on this particular nominee.
So it's about the right person. It's not about, so the right person, a translation, listen, it's not a liberal, it's not somebody who I agree with, so therefore it's not the right person. Let's be specific about what we're talking about in this matter, all right? It is 14 after, we'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.